Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's fall, believe it or not, and when you go outside today, you'll surely know, especially if you live in the Northeast. The season is changing. Temperatures are cool this morning. I woke up to do the program. It was 36 degrees out. Didn't get the frost, which is good. It's going to give me a time to do a little bit more work around the yard before the frost does come and pick. There's a lot of great flowers out there that you can pick, strip the foliage, and hang them upside down, and they dry. Hydrangeas, the same thing. If you've got some of your fall-blooming hydrangeas, the PG hydrangea, Paniculata, Grandiflora, for example, they look like a big ice cream cone. With the cool weather, they begin to turn pink. And when they do, cut them. So if you have a stem, you know, anywhere from a foot to 2 feet long, depending on your vase, strip all the leaves off and hang them upside down in your garage. And within a couple of weeks, they're dried beautiful. And then you can put them in a tall vase and you'll have dried flowers that will last you all winter long with that nice pink tinge on them. Or you can cut the individual flowers and make a dried hydrangea wreath, and that is gorgeous. So there's a lot to do around the yard. If your tropical plants are still outside, bring them in. If you have some ivies that you'd like to overwinter, some ferns that are outside, you know, if you have hibiscus, the beautiful hibiscus that have been blooming for you, the tropical version, not the hardy, not the rose mallow, but your tropical hibiscus, start thinking about bringing them in the house because the days are getting cold. Even if you live south of Boston or if you live into the Carolinas, you've got to start saying to yourself, it's October. Bring in the tropical plants. They'll do a lot better where you have heat. We have protection from the wind and from the cold, and they'll do much, much better. So start to put the garden to bed. This is the time of the year. Okay? Don, who's up first this hour?
Up first this hour is Jeff from Cape Cod, who has a question about his lawn.
Jeff from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. 46 degrees down here on the Cape this morning. Beautiful, nip in the air.
Yes, it is.
I have a question about planting a lawn. I have a friend who has sons who play sports in his backyard, and he has several areas of his backyard that are worn thin. Will a seed slicer suffice if I go back and forth and back and forth in putting down the grass seed in the bare spots?
Oh, sure. Yeah, what you want to do is cut the grass so that it's pretty short, like, you know, 2 to 2.5 inches. So that way your seed slicer will be able to do a better job. So mow the grass first and then rent a seed slicer. And if it's really worn, go north to south and then east to west. That way you're going to double the amount of seed. And in the areas where there's a lot of compaction, buy a bag of garden gypsum. Garden gypsum will open up the ground. It will soften the ground and it will help it to expand and get fluffy. And that's what you want. From the kids playing there, they've been jumping on the ground and running back and forth, and they've compacted the soil. And I found that gypsum does a better job than renting an aerator. And it's a lot easier on you to push a spreader that weighs 50 pounds than renting a big piece of equipment that you need a pickup truck to get. To get the machine to your yard, get it out of the truck, use it, put it back in the truck, and take it back to where you rent it. So I use God gypsum. It will soften up the ground, put down your grass seed, some fertilizer, some lime if there's moss visible or the grass really isn't growing. But garden gypsum and grass seed at this time of the year, it's perfect. The ground is still warm. You know, we are getting some cold weather, but there's a lot of nice days still ahead of us. And you'll see that grass will come right in. Fall is the best time because when we get a night like we did, you know, we came close to frost last night in Kennebunk, where I live. But eventually we will get a killing frost. And that will kill all the weeds in your lawn. All of the annual grasses, all of the annual broadleaf weeds. And it will kill back all of the perennial weeds. Clover is a perennial weed. Dandelions, the frost will kill that. Knock it out for this year. We'll come back next year, but it will knock it out, and that will give the grass a chance to fill in and compete with those perennial weeds when the spring arrives. So you give that a try. Jeff, the timing is perfect. Thank you. Darn, who's next?
Up next, we have, let me see here, Howard from Middleburg, New York, who has a question about lilacs.
Howard, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm from the Catskills in New York State.
Yes.
And I have a question. I have a lilac bush. It's quite old and has a lot of suckers. And I wondered if I should root prune around those suckers and transplant them next spring or should do it now. You're the expert, so give me a go.
All of those suckers are how the tree that you currently have started, believe it or not. Nurseries find that it's easier to dig the suckers that grow around the plant and put them into the ground to start new plants than to root tips of plants. The best time would be in the spring, during late March, April, early May, and if you can dig those suckers that are developing around the plant before the foliage begins to open on the plant. So while they're dormant, they transplant much easier because there's no stress. If you wait until the lilac has made half of the foliage and then you dig it up and you're now cutting the roots, the plant is under stress because now you've got a big top full of foliage and a small root system. By digging it in March, April, early May, before the leaves come out, now you have no foliage that's going to wilt, that's going to demand water. You take that bare root plant that you've dug out of the ground, you put some compost, some animal manure, you put it in this new location, and lilacs, if you want them to flower, must go in the sun. If you put them in the shade, they're going to grow, but they're not going to flower. So the more sun, the better. Dig them and divide them and make new plants in the early spring before the leaves come out, and they'll adapt and develop a lot faster. Now, don't try and dig one little plant. Dig it as a clump, 4, 5, 6 shoots together, okay? Let them grow for a year or two. Watch it. And if you see that some grow very quickly, some are a little bit slower, then you can take your pruners and eliminate the suckers that are not as fast-growing, as healthy, and that will put all the energy into the ones that are a lot stronger. And the springtime, you can divide just about anything. This time of the year, especially you being in the Catskills and me living in southern Maine, our days of transplanting are coming to an end quickly. You can still plant stuff from a nursery that's in its own container or balled in burlap, but to take an established plant and divide it in the ground, if the winter arrives quickly, it may not develop a root and get established in its new home fast enough, and then you could have some winter kill or dieback. So wait until the spring and go like crazy. And remember, lilacs love lime. So when you move them to a new spot, sprinkle some lime into the ground, or if you have a wood stove, a fireplace, save that wood ash and sprinkle the wood ash in the hole. Plant and sprinkle wood ash on top of the ground, and that will neutralize the soil for better and faster growing lilacs.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scott's Winter Guard fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scott's Winter Guard and Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
Gardening is a lot of fun. And work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 8, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $13.3530. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.70, $17.685.08 for a half ounce, or $342.54 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.70, $17.685.08, and $342.54.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and branded M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the Maine name in military supply.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com, or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231 is the phone number if we can help you with your garden. We've been talking about a trip that we're planning to Ireland on May 13th through the 22nd of next year, and the bus is beginning to fill out, so that if you have any interest at all on joining us, we'd love to have you. It's going to be a great vacation. 12 beautiful gardens we'll be visiting there. We'll be traveling by motor coach through Ireland, staying at 3 different hotels, all first-class hotels, and the gardens are going to be absolutely beautiful. So if you'd like to get some information, write down this phone number, 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Give them a call on Monday, and they'll give you all the information. And go to my website, paulparent.com, and just click on Ireland, and you'll see all the gardens, all the hotels we'll be staying at, and some of the great events that we'll be participating in. This is a beautiful time of the year to be in Ireland, and the gardens will all be in peak color. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Barry from Portland, Maine, who has a question about roses.
Hi, Barry. Good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you this lovely freezing morning?
Well, it was 36 here this morning in Kennebunk, so I knew that summer was over.
I know. My question is about 8 roses that are planted. Oh, Lordy. One side is granite, up about a foot and a half, and the other side is a tar driveway.
So you've got stone on both sides of it.
Correct. So yesterday, go ahead.
How wide is this planting bed, Barry?
2.5-3 feet.
Okay, that's good. Okay, so what did you do yesterday?
Yesterday we put down maybe a foot of pine needles in the back on the granite side. And I was wondering, should we come up further, you know, like come up maybe a foot and a half, 2 feet, and these are climbing roses?
Okay. The most delicate part of that climbing rose, Barry, is the graft, the union. And if you kneel down in front of the plant, you're going to notice right at the soil line, it looks like a fist, a swollen area where the branches come out of. And that's where you need to protect the rose. The top of the plant is fine, so don't worry about that. that first foot, if you can insulate that to prevent it from freezing at night and thawing during the day, day after day, all winter long, you're going to be ahead of the game. So don't worry about the top. That's fine, because it's going to lose all of its foliage. The plant is dormant. The one thing that you want to make sure is the wind going to move those branches back and forth and rub up against the granite? If it is, then try and tie the branches so that they don't rub all winter long on the granite. But the most delicate part of your plant is from the ground up 12 inches. Insulation, insulation, insulation. And for now, don't put any more than 12 inches. The reason is the weather is still nice. And if you do a foot or two of pine needles, and where you live, there are chipmunks, mice, moles, voles, and the ground isn't frozen, and they find this big pile of pine needles, they're going to say, Barry just made me a condo. And they're going to move in there and during the winter eat some of the bark around the branches, creating a girdle and actually killing the plant. So what I'd like to make sure that you do, Barry, by Thanksgiving, the ground will be pretty much frozen. I want you to go back into that rose bed, rough it up with your hands. That way, if they have made a nest, you're going to disturb them and drive them out, and then repack the needles around there, add insulation, and you'll be in great shape. But don't create a home just yet. Wait until around Thanksgiving for the final packing of the pine needles. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. After you work hard and long to make your yard look great, don't let wild animals destroy all you did during the fall and winter months. This year, use Repelzol from Bonide Lawn and Garden. One application will last for up to 2 months. Repelzol protects your plants from damage with its unique triple repellent power of touch, taste, and smell. Repelzol is the most comprehensive animal repellent on the market today and has a satisfaction guarantee or your money back. That's Repelzol.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change Tea as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change T will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea.
Buy the case or buy the pallet. Sapaco SurePak MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. Sapaco SurePak MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport, and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, Sapaco SurePak MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one Sapaco supplier that's been been in business since 1997. When you order your Sapaco SurePak MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full one-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. We've been telling you about this new leaf mate, and for those of you who are going to be raking leaves, it's coming right now. If you're using those big 30-gallon paper bags that you buy at the hardware store or at some of the nurseries, you know, they're like 4 feet tall and about 18 inches wide, they're difficult to fill. And, you know, if you press too hard in the bags break. There's a new product that I found at the trade shows called Leaf Mate, L-E-A-F-M-A-T-E. Check with your local hardware stores or the garden centers and see if they have it in stock. But in the meantime, check out their website, which is simple, leafmate.com. And it shows you how it works. It's all canvas. It's very, very sturdy, heavy-duty construction. And what's nice is if you want to fill this, your leaf bags full of twigs and branches and sticks, the canvas bag protects it from the paper ripping. So check it out, leafmate.com. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Ray from South Carolina who has a question about a cane syrup.
Okay. Ray, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I've always listened to you, enjoyed your show. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I planted some sorghum cane this year and squeezed out the juices to make the molasses. If you've ever heard of that, I'm just wondering if y'all, maybe your dad planted some years ago and what type, if they planted that far up north, that sorghum cane.
Well, unfortunately, I grew up in Maine, and that is not hardy there. But I've talked to people that have grown it before, And it's something like you. It's very unique. It's very different. And it's a different part of gardening. The one thing that they've always told me is just be careful because it does spread and it does move quickly because it spreads with underground shoots. And I asked them where they purchased it, and some of the people I've talked to said that they got them from catalogs, like mail order houses, and some of them have purchased them from local nurseries or received a little grouping, a little cutting, not a cutting, but a clump from a neighbor or a friend, and they've moved. But they're very hardy, especially where you are in North Carolina. It will tolerate the winter, but where I live in Maine, it just will not survive the winter. Now, the one thing that they all told me, the same thing, is when they get done cutting the stems and squeezing them to get the juice, that they always cover the ground with some pine needles or some straw about 3 inches thick just to help insulate the ground so that it froze slowly rather than a big sudden block of ice developing. And what hurts the plants more than anything is being exposed, because once you've cut, you have an open wound, and if the wind blows and hits that open branch, it's going to pull the moisture out of the stem, creating less liquid available in the plant and some dehydration to the root system. So they've always cut it, like you, crushed the stems, collected all of the liquid, and used it for cooking and different things. But they've always told me that after they've done that, they've added a couple, maybe 3 inches, of just pine needles from your property to help to create a blanket effect over those little stumps, the little nubs that remain, and that protected the plants during the winter. So try that. And then in the spring, if you can feed it with a good organic fertilizer, and because this is a deciduous plant, use a product like Plant Tone. And Plant Tone is a slow-release, all-organic, all-natural, and it will help to produce a lot of side shoots, and the new growth that's going to develop is going to have more liquid in the stem in the fall when you crush them for the syrup. Okay? Give that a try, right? I know you're going to like it. And we appreciate the phone call. Thank you. Dawn, who's next?
Up next, this is Doug from Cape Nedic, and he wants to talk about elephant ears.
Doug, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good. And yourself, Doug?
Long-time listener, and I've been meaning to call you about the bulb for the elephant ears.
Yes.
And in the past, I've tried to save them, and they've always not survived. They've gotten mites or something in them, or they've too much water, and they just collapse. So I didn't know if you had a method I could try this year to save them.
Okay. Are they planted in containers or directly in the ground?
They're in the ground, yes.
Okay. That particular bulb is not going to be winter hardy in Maine. So you're going to have to dig it out of your garden, just like glads or begonias or dahlias. These are bulbs that if you lived in North Carolina, then they would survive the winter. If you lived in Florida or Georgia, they would survive the winter. But in New England, the elephant ear is not a hardy bulb. So wait until we've had a frost, and the frost will knock all the energy that's in the leaves down the stem where it will be stored in the bulb. and when everything turns brown, cut off all the leaves, take a pitchfork, dig up the bulb, shake off as much of the soil as you can, and then what I do with begonias and dahlias, go to the supermarket and try and get some banana boxes. Banana boxes are heavy, heavy cardboard. And put a sheet of newspaper on the bottom, because it has a hole in it, and put down about an inch of, you can just use pine bark mulch from your garden, about an inch of bark mulch, put your bulb on top of it. After it has air dried for 2 or 3 days, and some of the big roots have dried out, you can cut the big roots off of it, and just keep that big fat bulb. And then just cover the bulb with about an inch of bark mulch or peat moss or compost, something like that, around the bulb. Put it on the floor in your basement and put a sheet of newspaper. The newspaper tends to hold the moisture around the bulb, and that way it doesn't evaporate in the cellar and the bulb dries out. But put it right on the floor where it's cold, and they do very, very well. I store, again, begonias and dahlias like that, and they've done great. Now, before you cover it with peat moss or compost or something, if you have either a tomato vegetable garden dust or a rose and flower garden dust, sprinkle some of the dust right on top of the bulb. And see if you can coat the whole thing with it. And then put your mulch on top of it, or peat moss. The reason is, if you put a rose and flower dust, it contains fungicides for disease and insecticides for insects. And that way, if there are mites, the rose and flower or the tomato vegetable dust will kill it. And put it in the cellar. And then what I try and do in mid-March, depending on how I feel and what the weather looks like outside, and, you know, if there's 2 feet of snow, then I'll put it off a little later. But when I see that spring is coming, I'll take it out of the cellar, get a big plastic pot, fill it with some potting soil, and start it in the house ahead of time. And that way I get more leaves, and the leaves will get bigger faster if I start it in the house. And then when the threat of frost is over, I'll knock it out of the pot and plant it directly in the garden. And that way the bulbs survive. I have two of them that when I bought them were about as big as my fist. And they're a lot bigger than that now. And that's all I do. But begonias, dahlias, the big elephant ears, and some are green and some of that purple color, they do wonderful. If you put them in the garage that's not heated, they're going to freeze. And once it freezes, they're gone. Think about this. Do you store in your unheated garage a bag of potatoes or a bag of onions for the winter? If you do and your potato freezes, it turns to mush. The onion turns to mush. You keep them in your basement. And that's what you want to do with your non-hardy summer flowering bulbs. Okay? Thank you. We appreciate the phone call, Doug. 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Bob from Cape Cod, who has a question about yucca plants.
Bob from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
Terrific. And yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm down here in Cape Cod. Beautiful sunny day.
Great.
I have a problem. I have reclaimed an area that used to have yucca plants in my yard. And I had filled in with, I dug up all the yucca plants, filled in with soil, and then grass seed. And the grass has been fine, but there's been traces of yucca plants that keep on coming back year after year, and they're very deeply rooted, and I'm trying to get rid of them.
Yeah. I'll tell you, they are really, really tough to get rid of. I remember growing up, there was a neighbor that planted some. He had a little embankment, maybe 7 or 8 feet high. He planted them on top of the embankment. And when the flowers came into bloom, I mean, it was striking, beautiful white bells. But then the seeds fell, and that whole banking turned into yucca. And it took him a long, long time to get rid of that plant. And the thing is, the weed killers work to a certain extent, but as you said, the roots in the ground are an inch or more in diameter, and it takes a lot of weed killer to do that. And what we actually did, I went over one day and I helped him out. We grabbed a hole of the plant and we loosened the soil with a shovel and pulled and pulled and pulled. And it comes out just like a big snake, that root. And we tried to get as much of the root out as possible by digging it. So if you're careful and you can get as much of that root, you weaken it and weaken it. And eventually it will go away. But it's going to take you at least 2, possibly 3 years. But dig them up now and then use a weed killer on the new succulent shoots that come up during June.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Let me tell you about Vacation, an all-natural, anti-drought, liquid plant treatment perfectly suited to take care of your plants while you are away. Mix Vacation with water and apply to your plants as a normal watering. Your plants will remain in a state of drought resistance for up to 2 weeks, as long as they are not watered. Safe and non-toxic for people and pets. Vacation works great as a plant sitter while you're away on vacation. So keep your plants healthy while you're on vacation with Vacation.
The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of plant tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma.
After you work hard and long to make your yard look great, don't let wild animals destroy all you did during the fall and winter months. This year, use Repelzol from Bonide Lawn and Garden. One application will last for up to 2 months. Repelzol protects your plants from damage with its unique triple repellent power of touch, taste, and smell. Repelzol is the most comprehensive animal repellent on the market today and has a satisfaction guarantee or your money back. That's Repelzol.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now. 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer Large 250 capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com.
But not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Cotton Club. 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Laura from Maine, who has a question about strawberries.
Good morning, Laura. How can we help you with your strawberries today?
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call. This summer, late summer, I was driving by a greenhouse, and they had strawberry baskets, hanging baskets with strawberries in them. So I bought one and brought it home, and now, of course, it's getting cold. And last night I put a little blanket over him or her, and I'm not sure what to do with the strawberry plant. I don't really want it to die. So, or, you know, obviously people plant strawberries and have them in near the garden. What do I do with the strawberry plant?
Okay. The strawberry plant has to go through a normal winter. So you have to treat it just like as if it was planted in your vegetable garden. So if you take that strawberry hanging basket and you leave it hanging on the house, it's going to fill full of water, turn to ice, the pot's going to break, and the plant's going to die. So what you want to do is you want to leave it outside until we've had a good frost and it got really cold, and then take your hanging basket and put it someplace where there is no heat, a tool shed, a garage, a barn, some kind of a building, so that the basket itself will not fill full of water, and it will lay dormant. And in the spring, you're going to take it out, and you're going to feed it. It's going to come right back to life for you. But during the winter, you're going to have to add some water. So if you put it in your garage, put it on the floor in your garage where it's going to stay cold, not on top of a tool chest where it could get hot. Okay? So on the floor in your garage or in your tool shed, and once a month, just go outside. Feel the soil. It's probably going to be frozen, but as long as it's not powder, you may need to add some water every now and then just to keep it moist so that the roots don't dry out and they'll do really good. In the spring, you probably have a whole bunch of runners on that plant. You could, when you feed the plant, the runners are going to wake up. You could cut the runners from the main plant and put the runners in your vegetable garden or in a flower bed, and they'll grow just like brand new plants. The mother that remains in the pot will send out new shoots, and you'll have the same basket, and you feed it. I like to use Osmocote. Osmocote is like a little BB, and it's time release, so that every time you water that hanging basket, the plants in the hanging basket get fed. So it doesn't matter if it's a strawberry, a Boston fern, English ivy, an ivy geranium, impatience. That plant is trapped in that container. The roots cannot go any further than the pot. So if there's no food, then the plant starts to go downhill. It stops growing. So I use Osmocote, and for a hanging basket, twice a year, once in the spring and once in the fall. In your case, you don't want to do it in the fall because you want the plant to rest, to go to sleep, and hibernate for the winter. So leave it outside, let the cold weather hit it, let it go into dormancy, and when you see that it's really tired looking, in your tool shed, and if you can put it someplace where it's going to get a little bit of light, that's great. But it doesn't have to because it's going dormant. But keep it on the floor for the best results. Okay? If we can help you, 800-259-9231. And if you're growing strawberries in your garden, this is a great time right now to really help them for next year. Weed around the plants and cover the entire strawberry plant with an inch of straw. That's why they call them strawberries. And if you can cover them with an inch of straw this time of the year, it doesn't have to be today, but during October, it insulates the plant and it helps the runners to get rooted and grow that much better and more productive for next summer. 800-259-9231.